Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. When God chooses an individual, a person, a nation, a tribe, when he chooses anyone for his glory, he gets the glory out of them, regardless of what, where they are, who they are, what they go through, how they look, their name. He gets the glory out of them because he's God. And because he's God and sovereign and holy, he knows exactly what to do to make his divine will be done, to make his purpose be seen, to be, make it be evident in the earth as it is in heaven. He knows exactly how to cause the greatness of his name to be that which is exemplified all over the earth. In this time of encouragement, we're going to be encouraged in that process, that there place, that place where we are made by God, that place where we see the demonstration of God's power, God's life, God's truth in our lives, moving height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, and favor to favor, where we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, and we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and we understand in that process, in that there place, that God is causing us to thrive, causing us to live, causing us to remain in a place where we are producing everything that he says. It is not easy to be in the process. It's not easy to understand that that place of making is the place of your shaping, that that place that causes you to be strong and your faith to be genuine and be proven is the place that stretches you, is the place that causes you to be uncomfortable, but it's the place where God gets the glory. It's the place where God gets the honor, especially when we apply the word, the living word of truth to our lives in that situation where we grab and we hope in God and we allow him to move in us and move through us in the way that he says. This place is also a place like Abraham. It is the place where you see like Abraham saw. And the Bible lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, then believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him as Lord and Savior, then every promise and every gift and everything that God has given in covenant to Abraham belongs to us. It is ours. It is the place where you're able to look like Abraham at something that is not there and see it in eternity and believe until it manifests in time. It is the place where you have favor with God and man, and God causes you to thrive because you delight yourself in the Lord. And this 15 minutes, I'm going to encourage you in this fact that we have abundant life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus reminds us, he says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Even though the thief comes in to steal, to kill, and destroy, and he will try to steal your joy, your peace. He will try to steal hope. He will try to steal motion and movement. He will try to steal and kill and destroy visions and dreams and insight, instructions, and he will try to basically kill everything that has life that looks like God, but he's a liar. And the Bible lets us understanding know that when we catch our thief, he's got to give back double. He's got to give back double. That thief that come in to steal, kill, and destroy, when he is fought, when he is found out, he has to flee. He has to go. The Bible says that God will deliver us from all of our oppressors, including the thief, and that when we catch our thief, he says has to give back, that where he came in one way, he's going to flee seven. And that means that you're going after the stronghold. You're going after the thing that came after you. And you're going to see that demonstration by seeing the truth of God being utilized in your life to destroy the lie of the enemy, pulling down every vain imagination, pulling down the things that he said you cannot have or will not be. And your process of faith is that place where you're saying, Lord, I have what you say. And the life of abundance is inside of me. The life of abundance, which you've given to me, what you promised to me, it's inside of me. And therefore, because it is inside of me, because it belongs to me, that life that you've given me commands that I live in every area of my life, live in my hopes, in my dreams, live in my peace, in my joy, live in my physical body, live financially free, live in a place where I'm abiding in you, live in the place where my gifts and talents are being used and utilized, used and live in creative ideas, and live in my finances, live in the spirit, live with my gifts and talent moving and being built in the church, live in the word of you, live in every area and every aspect of my life according to the abundance of what you said, not halfway, not a little, but abundantly. Abundantly. I'm supposed to live, you're supposed to live abundantly. Abundantly in the life that God has promised. Abundantly in the place and the thing that God has spoken. Jesus, when he speaks this in John 10 and 10 about abundant life and about the thief, he's not talking merely about possessions of eternal life, but he's also talking about possession for full experiencing life in him, with him, in his word, in his will, and possessing the full experience of life, of all that he's able to give, that Zoe life, life beyond what we see, life beyond what we feel, the life of hope, the life of promise, the life that lets us get joy, even when we're going through something, because we know the outcome is going to be in our favor. That type of joy that says God is for me and it's working for my good. I'm learning something. Something is coming out of this. God is going to be glorified in my life through this. It's that type of experience. It's that type of life that he's talking about, more than just possessions of things, because you can have things and not have joy. You can have things and not have peace. You can have things and not be whole in your mind, in your emotions, in your relationships, in your life. And so God is saying, I'm coming to make you whole and give you abundant life in every area, not just saving your soul, not just making sure you're going to make it into heaven, but living a life that is rich, that looks like me, that exemplifies my word, that exemplifies my plan of kingdom, that exemplifies my life, that lets you understand that even in the midst of trouble, you're okay. You can relax because God has got you. Even when you go through the fire, you won't be burned. Even when you go through the different situations where the water looks like it's going to overtake you, you're not going to drown. God has spoken in Isaiah, and he said, I've sworn by myself that what I've planned, it's going to be, and what I've purposed, it's going to stand. You are the plan and the purpose of God, so you're going to stand because he's sworn by himself that that which he has planned and purposed and been that which is planted in him, that which he's purposed to have his life, to have a relationship with you, it's going to mean and see and be and develop and move in the place of fulfillment in every area with the fruit of righteousness that looks like him. He's planned it. He's planted it. He's purposed it. So therefore, it must be only what he said, because he can't lie and he cannot fail. God has a purpose and a plan. We are in him planted. And because we are, and he planned it, and he purposed us, and he swore that it was going to stand and be what he says, then the abundant life of him causes the manifestation of what he says to be materialized, to be realized, to be seen with evidence, to be that which others know and experience. They're able to taste and see of the goodness of God, because we understand that even though the thief came and he tried to steal us before we ever came to Jesus Christ, he tried to destroy us before we ever came to him, he tried to kill us before we ever came to him, but God in his loving kindness drew us to him, gave us his life through Jesus Christ. We are crucified with Christ, co-crucified with him, but nevertheless, we live. And the life that we now live is Christ's life in us, through us, by faith. And we do this by the Holy Spirit. And as God allows us to move in the place of what he says, and we see the release of his power and his life and his truth, every weapon that the enemy used against our lives, every weapon that he used prior to us coming to know Jesus Christ, every weapon that he used to try to go through the generations, every weapon that he used with lies and schemes to try to kill, steal, and destroy, it is torn down. And when we come to know Jesus Christ and understand that the kingdom of God is within us, the kingdom of God has landed right inside of us. That kingdom that he's put inside of us is the full expression of all that he's done, all that he's given, all that he's provided, and we are to live in the abundant life of the kingdom, knowing that as we move, operate in faith, what we have the title deed to is the things that we pray in the spirit, knowing that it does not yet appear. It's something that's going to appear because our faith has pulled it from eternity into time. God is going to allow that which is already done, already finished, already completed to be pulled from eternity into time because we've grabbed it in the spirit. We've caught it in the spirit and we see it like Abraham. We see what God has revealed to us by the spirit and we pull it down and we command the manifestation and we on God. We're praising him. We're worshiping him. We're binding and rebuking, nullifying, eradicating, dismantling and disarming every weapon of the enemy that has come against us to try to steal, kill, and destroy, to try to entangle us and wear us down and exhaust us in our weight, in our press, in our expectation. But he's a liar because of what God has promised and said, it is so, and it will remain so because he can't lie and it cannot fail. Abundant life is ours. We have abundant life. We have abundant life. Abundant life lives inside of us. Abundant life thrives inside of us as the kingdom does. We have to walk in faith, walk in victory, knowing that it is so because we are applying the word of God. God's word, God's will is the comprehensive rule for our life that we live by. It is the authority of what we live by. It is so because God said it. That settles it. Nothing else can refute or pull down God's word. Nothing can nullify God's word. The same way no one can stop the hand of God. No one can stop the move of God. No one can stop him from going forth because he's sovereign. And no one can stop his word from manifesting and doing exactly what he said. So therefore, the same God that says, I've given you abundant life as you receive my Son, I've given you this life that is abundant and it's rich and it's full and it's all that I said. It's the fullness of all that I provided. And as you access it, as you walk in it, as you apply it, as you pull on it, as you discover what it is and how to use it and how it goes deep and it's more vast and more deep than what you ever thought, as you do this, you unlock and unleash everything that I've provided for you in full, that your life will be lived in the Zoe realm of what I've already given to you, life beyond what you see, life beyond what you understand or feel. It's life that moves beyond all of those things into the places where you see God's goodness. You see God's hand. You see God's move. You see the word of God becoming alive as you speak it, as you decree it, as you declare it, as you walk in it, as you live it, as you pray it, as you move in that realm, in that sphere, as you move in there. That reality is the reality that makes all things possible because you believe, because God is for you, because he's more than the whole world against you. You have abundant life inside of you, life that is abundantly flowing and supplying, nurturing and giving to you all that you need. You have to access that life. You have to move in that life. You have to believe that that life is yours and it is supplying to you everything that you need because God has spoken a word that cannot return back on him void concerning you, concerning me. And if we believe, then we have what our faith has declared and hoped for and expects. We have it. We have it because God says our faith will not fail us. when we know that we are putting faith in the treasures of God and in the will and the word of God. You have to believe that abundant life is yours, and you command that life to move in every area of your life and supply all that God has said belongs to you, which is your covenant and title deed. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. Be blessed. Know that you are more than a conqueror. You're a super conqueror. You conquer the things that should conquer you. In the name of Jesus, go forth and be blessed. Until next time, hold on and watch God in Jesus' name.